Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, Mass, who do you got? There's what? 300 players in the NBA? How many centers are there? There's got to be 40, 50 centers floating around in the NBA. Do you like one of them? Can you find one of them?
I'm telling you, the large majority of them suck. This is the problem. Is that you want to go get a big guy just for the sake of getting a big guy. It doesn't do you any good if he sucks.
You're the one who keeps saying they have no size. They need size. They need big guys. So you're the one who keeps saying that.
They do.
Okay, but what if it doesn't exist, Maz? Then you need to stop with that spiel. Because you can't on one hand say they're not big enough, they don't have enough size, they don't have the size to defend Giannis, they don't have the size to defend Embiid, they have no size. And then I say, what about this big guy? He sucks, I don't want him. How about that big guy? He sucks, I don't want him. How about that big guy? He could help the rim, but he sucks, I don't want him. So you've got to pick one. Either you get off the big guy thing or you give me a big guy.
Well, no, they need a big guy. The problem is there aren't any. I'm not getting off the big guy thing. They got a problem in the middle because the East has a couple of big guys that are good now. Not to mention Anthony Davis in L.A., Jokic in Denver. Can I have Jokic? Does Jokic count? Can I say him?
You can't.
Why not?
Because he's not available.
So now it has to be a big guy who's available.
Yeah. Yes, that's the idea. Yeah, why don't you ask Anthony Davis.
Why don't you ask me to go find a unicorn?
You're not getting Anthony Davis. So you need to lower the bar a little bit, man.
Okay, so I would tell you, I would take Miles Turner. Indiana. You're not getting him either. Close enough. I would tell you, Miles Turner, close enough. But you're not getting him. You know why? Because he's a decent big guy. That's why. So they're screwed. All I'm telling you is...
They are so not screwed.
As far as big guys are, they're screwed.
Well, no, according to you, they're in actually a pretty good spot. They're going to be the clear two team in the East, and they're going to challenge Milwaukee. And if they upgrade, they got a shot. Now, I'm not telling you that... You know, they're going to beat Milwaukee and then beat the Lakers or then beat the Clippers. You know, I don't like that. But
they help their cause with a big.
I like them really sniffing their way out of the East, really giving that a shot. And I think they help them. I think it's just an upgrade, whether it's a big or a small or whatever. Clint Capella is a higher caliber of player than Poirier, Langford, Tice, and whatever that pick is. He just is, Maz. He's a higher caliber of player. He's a double-double every night. And again, I'm not care about the fantasy stats, but he's going to give you double-digit points. He's going to give you 13 points and 13 rebounds a game.
Doesn't put you over the top. It doesn't put you over the top.
It gets you to the NBA Finals.
Doesn't get you past Milwaukee. What are you, high?
I think it closes the gap.
Yeah, you're going to lose to Milwaukee
Throw Capella, Grant Williams, Marcus Smart at Giannis, you got a shot.
Yeah, and it's not just Giannis you're worried about there, just in terms of size. You have both Lopez's, so another big will help if you're going to try to get past Milwaukee, Mass. You're taking a big man, and you're going to like it.
Yep.
I am not taking a big man, and I won't like it.
What about this other one?
We're going to shove a big man right down your, you know what I'm saying. You're taking a big guy by the time we're done today.
Look, I like big guys. I don't like him in this scenario.
What about this other guy they're reportedly looking at? So Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated said they're sniffing around Davis Bertans. This is Beatles Latvian cousin in the Washington Wizards. 6'10", averages 15 points a game, shooting 42.9% from three-pointer.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. What's his free throw percentage, Murray? We got to get that on there for Maz.
88%.
Oh, perfect. Then Maz loves him.
He can shoot freebies.
Maz, like this free throw thing. Like, the guy could be Frankenstein. He could be the biggest stiff imaginable who can't do a thing. But if he hits his free throws, Maz wants him.
Well, you have him on the floor at the end of the game.
What does Taco Fall shoot from the free throw line?
I don't know, but it's bad.
Seriously.
I'm telling you that if Robert Williams develops, Robert Williams is Clint Capella.
Okay. Yeah, and he's never going to be healthy.
He can't get on the floor. There might be something wrong with his makeup or something. There's something not right there because the kid can't get on the floor.
I'm telling you, I'm not giving up assets for Capella that I might be able to get for someone else.
These are crap assets.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Yeah, but again, you're going to have to
throw... Those aren't assets?
All right, you're going to have to throw a first-round pick. I'm not getting... Capella
so
doesn't...
So what? Yeah, how many picks are worthless? You told me that the middle of the first round is completely useless.
Yelling at me is not going to change my mind.
It's going to make me feel better.
Yelling at me is not going to change my mind. Clint Capella does not put you over the top. He doesn't put you over the top.
What if he makes you better without any long-term damage? Meaning he doesn't hurt you elsewhere. He just makes you better. What's wrong with that?
So what are we doing it? Just for the hell of it?
But if there's no downside to it, why wouldn't you take it?
Because I want an upside in a trade.
Okay, but the pieces you're giving up don't matter.
Otherwise, I'm just rearranging the furniture.
They're superfluous. No, it's a little bit more than that.
I don't want Clint Capella. I hate Clint Capella as a player. I think Clint Capella has been so overrated for crying out loud. Like, I am anti-Clint Capella.
Okay, so we're opening up the show today with some of the trade stuff, the Mookie Betts stuff, this stuff, and even Bruins if you want. Wayne in Yarmouth on the Seas. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, you guys have had a big discussion. By the way, it was Wilt Chamberlain that shot underhanded.
Thank you. I knew it was somebody.
Dark days of basketball.
Another guy anyway, pre-1980. No, but hold on. Mavs wouldn't want him. Couldn't shoot free throws.
No, again, why don't you want Dolph Shays, too? Who else do you want wearing
You're
shorts and knee pads?
Change him. You'll never change Maz.
Go ahead.
Hayward's got to be, I think, the lead in any kind of a trade. I think he's kind of in the way of the other big three, and getting rid of him and bringing in a good big man will make this team go to the next level.
Okay, so, Wayne, I was just facilitating the prior segment. Now let me give you the opinion. I'm not trading Gordon Hayward because I still think, look, I'll trade him for Karl Anthony Towns, but I'm not trading Gordon Hayward in this scenario for Clint Capella. I think Gordon Hayward's a better player than Clint Capella.
He is.
Okay, so I'm not trading a better player just because I'm worried about his contract or the opt-out or things like this. No. The Clint Capella thing in the previous package makes sense because Tice, Poirier, Langford, the 17th pick, Clint Capella's a better player than any of those guys. So I'm upgrading my talents, never mind a position of need. Hayward, I still think their ceiling's the highest when Hayward is hitting his ceiling. I know, Murray, like, you're dubious that he'll get there again, that he'll suffer some sort of ding or injury, and that'll send him backwards again, and that's fair.
And I also think that Tatum and Brown are better served with less of a logjam at wing, too, so they get more minutes.
Okay, and there's that value, too, that you sort of end that redundancy. Hayward's going to leave anyway at the end of the season if this is part of your thinking, and you get something for him. I mean, there's a case to be made for it. I'm just not doing Hayward for Clint Capella because I think that's a downgrade in talent. I'm not making myself worse.
You got to get something better than that if you're going to move Hayward, even if it's a young guy who's got ceiling. I feel like Capella's already there. And so I will say this about Hayward, though. We had a caller last week that says whenever you play him against a good team, he plays poorly. You remember that?
Yep.
How do you do Saturday night against Philly?
So I missed that game.
And he was good against Miami, too. No, he's
he was good in Miami.
He was good.
The Philly game, he sucked. What was he, 1-for-11?
He was good in Miami.
Now, look, they didn't need him in the Philly game, but I sort of watched that one and said, you know what, this guy might be onto something. Every time you play him against a good team, he blows.
Okay, again, he was good in Miami.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Impossible.
I'm a little down on Hayward at the moment.
Pete in Delaware. Hi, Pete.
Sam. Hey, guys. If it's for draft pick, I would get rid of them all because this draft coming up stinks. The Memphis pick is turned into nothing. So I would do it for Capella on that. I wouldn't give up any of our core players. But I do like Davis Bertans also if he's the second guy to come in because he's shooting 42% from three, and he's already a bench player. So it's not like you're taking a starter and making him be a bench player. He already is a bench player, and our bench needs somebody who can shoot.
Yeah, the draft pick thing, Pete, like, it's over, Celtics fans. Like, you had it. You had the bounty of draft picks. You got three lottery picks out of it. You thought Sacramento would be up there. It wasn't. You thought Memphis would ultimately be up there. It's not going to be. Like, it's all gone in the other direction. Forget about the draft pick.
Party's over.
All right? This is your team. Now you got to deal with what you have on your team, and you have to be willing to deal those picks. And, I can't fathom that those picks are going to be a part of the players that you take with those picks are going to be a part of this. I think it's over, right? It's over.
I think so, too.
Don't be afraid to deal those picks. For crying out loud, they keep getting worse by the day, by the season.
I have no issue with dealing those picks. And by the way, you brought up Hayward. This sort of gets into the area of what you'd be willing to move and what you're not. Jimmy understands the cap better than I do. If you could trade Hayward and get a guy that you're able to re-sign because he's then already with you.
Bird rights.
Right. I would, that I would do.
Like, if for example, do you have a guy in mind?
No, I'm just thinking out loud.
So there was a rumor about 2 weeks ago about the Celtics being interested in Brandon Ingram, which makes no sense whatsoever because he's doing well. But you could acquire him for a pick and, you know, $7 million, and then you extend him this offseason into a max salary cap slot. I think that's what Maz is describing.
Yeah, so again, now I don't even know if Ingram qualifies under that scenario. I'm just telling you that I'd be willing to move Hayward in that type of scenario because you're not going to be able to get free agents now. You don't have the cap space to do it anymore.
I just think they need to approach it like they're knocking at the door here, and they got to maximize. And not that they're NBA championship favorite. They're not. But they have a chance to knock off Milwaukee. I am sorry. They do, and I've said that from day one. Even when they were, you know, that little lull there in the middle of the year when they couldn't seem to beat a good team and I was teetering a little bit, I never signed any paperwork. And I felt it from day one that Milwaukee's just sort of vulnerable. You know, I mean, Milwaukee's on pace for like 70 wins. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But Budenholzer's done this before. They didn't win 60 in Atlanta that year or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, they didn't lose a game in all of January.
They had the
ridiculous.
Best. Bucks had the best record in basketball last year. They're up 2-0 on Toronto and blow it. I mean, Budenholzer's got to prove that he can get a team over the hump.
Did Atlanta have the reigning MVP?
Before I say that it's you know, a done deal, no, but they were, you know.
They were the one seed that.
And they were the best record in the league. But anyway, I'm just saying, I think Milwaukee's a little, they're still the favorite. You know, if I had to bet right now, Bucks in six in the East Finals over you. But
Max.
No, I said at least, I said at least in six.
Goes max six.
At least six.
I'll take the Celtics max. In seven in that series.
Thank you. I think there's a real chance. You'll see it when it happens that Milwaukee's vulnerable.
Okay.
They are a feast or famine team. For all their size, they just stand behind the line and chuck. You understand that.
Yeah, what do the Celtics do?
And what about, they slash, they penetrate. Mm-hmm. They do more than the Bucks.
And they get dominated in the paint, but keep going.
But we can't improve the situation because you hate every single big guy in the league.
Most of them.
Yeah, so that's just ridiculous by you.
And by the way, that's inaccurate. I don't hate most every big guy in the league. I hate most everybody in the league.
Here's The Athletic on the Celtics. Is it Jay King who writes this?
Yes, that's correct.
Says, Ainge has not pulled off a trade deadline move in years, but could see an opportunity this season. Despite Milwaukee's regular season dominance, no juggernaut opponent looms in the way the Warriors did the past few years. That's true. The Bucks, the Clippers, the Lakers, they're not that Warriors team. Agreed. Neither of them are. Okay, you agree with that?
Yeah, generally.
Okay, thank you. At the same time, he writes, this looks like the top Celtics team of the Brad Stevens era. Is this the best team Brad Stevens has had?
No.
Shush.
Just go.
No.
He writes, entering Monday, Boston ranked fifth in offense and third in defense. The Celtics' second-ranked net rating of... Now, this is, again, you can go F yourself with this, but anyway.
Plus, minus.
The Celtics' second-ranked net rating of 7.1 would easily eclipse last season's mark of 4-3 as the best in the Stevens era.
Ooh.
They have made the East Conference Finals twice under Stevens, but he still has never coached a team with such an impressive statistical profile. On paper, the Celtics look like a contender. You disagree with that?
What did it say, on paper?
Yes, on paper, comma, the Celtics look like a contender.
So what are we playing, board games now? Is that what we're doing?
Impossible. Impossible.
No, I'm not impossible.
You have had the same thing to say ever since I've joined the show full time. It's like my fifth year now. Every time at the trade deadline, I don't want a big. Nothing they can do can make them better. They shouldn't even make any moves. I mean, honestly, I hate everyone in the league.
Why do you watch the games? You hate everyone in the league.
Murray, why are you leaving out the fact that over those 5 years, I've been right? Like when you say my opinion hasn't changed, I've been right for 5 years.
That's debatable. Here's a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Felger and Mads on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win, with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
The other thing with Boston that's sort of like a sneaky thing is I don't know what Gordon Hayward is doing with his player option for next year. It's $34.2 million. That's a lot. Given his injuries, and this year's injuries were sort of fluky and random, he just might take it. But the way he was playing before that first injury when he got hurt in San Antonio in December, I think, the way he was playing, he was the best non-Kemba player on their team before that injury, I think. And you could see a world in which he declined that option to lock in a four-year whatever mega contract that maybe isn't 34 per year, but is a lot of security for a guy who's had some scary injuries. I don't see a circumstance in which they trade Gordon Hayward. But do you have any intel? Like, what is he doing with that option? I don't know what he's going to do.
I feel very confident that he will not be traded.
No, I feel very confident he won't be traded. I just wonder if he's a name that could be in play this summer that we don't expect.
Yeah. More from Windhorse and Lowe. So if Gordon Hayward's going to bug out in the offseason, does that change how you feel about him in terms of trading him? Again, I wouldn't trade him for Capella because I think you're... that player's not as good. Jimmy just whispered a few interesting ones in my ear just to banter about.
Just to facilitate.
Let's jump aboard the SS Facilitator, shall we?
Boston, what do you think?
Gordon Hayward for Draymond Green.
I'd do that tonight.
Yes.
I lean yes on that one.
Thank you.
Would that not be a great trade?
I mean, so I haven't, like, I don't know what Green's...
See, Gordon Hayward's better, but... Draymond Green in the playoffs with Marcus Smart, like, now you got real edge.
Big time.
And you got, you know, that thing, which, you know, I'm not sure Milwaukee has.
And he's actually won.
So, like, I would love that trade. That would be a fun trade.
So the only thing I don't know off the top of my head is the contract status. But the
there's
fans
$10 million in difference-ish in salary.
The fans here would love Draymond Green.
Oh, that would be a fun trade. And I could even build the case for Golden State. You keep them. Steph Curry comes back. Klay Thompson comes back. You're going to have a top three pick. Like, that's a really nice nucleus to start all over there.
Sure,
you know, like, or just reset the thing when they all get back.
And whatever you get from dealing D'Angelo Russell, which looks like it's going to happen.
Like, Golden State, how they have engineered this is something else. They're going to get Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and a lottery pick next year. Like top three or something.
Pretty good, right?
I mean, wow. And again, you still have D'Angelo Russell to trade. What was the other one that you gave me, Jimmy? Gordon Hayward for who?
Would you trade Gordon Hayward straight up for Al Horford?
I would.
Nah.
So you would?
I would. Because I think Horford gives you a lot of the intangibles that Hayward does. He gives you the same court sense, if not better.
That's another fun trade.
I like Horford. I've always liked Horford.
Me too.
I think Horford's critical for them in terms of their half-court offense and, like, all of that and stability and look, defensive. Now, look, the issue with Horford is the knees, but tell me we don't have physical concerns with Hayward. I mean, if they were interested in signing Horford at the end of the summer or in the middle of the summer, and then why wouldn't they take him now? I absolutely would take him.
I just don't want to have to relive. Oh, you don't see it. You don't see how good he is. No, I get it. He's good, not great. Get the hell over it.
Okay, your thoughts on all of this. Trade deadline season. Let's grab Raffy and Brockton on the Celts. Go ahead, Raffy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I'm going to help Maz out with this one. The guy that you should be looking at, the contracts match under the ESPN machine, is Hassan Whiteside. big version of Marcus Smart.
Yep.
That can help the Celtics do what they need to do to get over that hump with the Philadelphias and also with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
He crossed my mind.
How do you feel about him? Oh, and you've already crossed him right off.
Well, so what I love about Whiteside is I think he can be a difference maker on the defensive end when he's engaged, which is the case with most guys in that league. But I will say that, you know, Whiteside can have an impact there. I think he's a leading shot blocker in the league, and he's a terrific rebounder. You know, and he can make free throws.
I was just trying to get to it, Maz, before
73%.
Thank you.
Okay, so
why wouldn't you put him on your list?
I thought because I don't like his attitude.
Okay, well maybe he's
Jesus. Seriously,
it's awesome.
He is a pain in the ass. He's a pain in the ass.
Doesn't Portland blow right now?
Yeah.
So what? I mean, what if you put him right in the middle of a title run?
How about another one for you, Maz? A guy who looks like he's fit. I'm only basing it on videos that have been percolating on social media for a week or two. Joakim Noah.
No.
70%? 70%?
No, he's cooked.
He's been too long out of it.
Yeah, he's done. He's
cheap money.
Cooked. He blows. He's cooked.
Okay, Elias in Granby, wherever that is, Massachusetts, on Mookie Betts. Go ahead, Elias.
Yeah, Western Mass. My take was originally on Mookie Betts, but I actually want to go back to the Clint Capella thing. I'm actually with Maz on this one. I got two big issues with Clint Capella, and this is from someone who's watched a lot of Houston Rockets games. My biggest issue with Clint Capella isn't Clint Capella. It's actually James Harden. So every single time I watch this team put their number one guy on someone on the Rockets, they run their offense up against Harden, and he folds like a lawn chair.
So what
do
you
say? That makes anyone look like a great defender.
Okay, do you understand what he's saying?
I think he's saying that Capella is there as a backup to Harden, and his defensive numbers and or performance looks better because he's always bailing
he's
out.
He's always Harden. Trying to cover for James Harden.
I think that's what he meant. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, to me, that would be more reason to get him, not less. Because if a guy can, you know,
exactly.
That's the whole point, right, of a guy like that, is that he can be less.
You put him in a good system with a coach that knows how to coach defense as opposed to D'Antoni, who gives two poops about it.
Absolutely. But again, I come back to the same thing. Houston, in theory, is a title contender, in theory, right? I mean, they've made all kinds of changes there to personnel, and they can't. Okay, but it's always been built around Harden, and they brought in Westbrook. Why are they looking to get rid of Capella?
Because they're stupid. Other teams make mistakes on players all the time.
Or maybe he's just not that good.
In fact, more often than not, they're wrong about guys. So, like, that's your answer, because they don't know what they have.
I don't love Capella's game.
Or the coach doesn't play a style that's conducive to his game. I mean, there's your answer. John and Winthrop on Mookie Betts. Yes, John. Jonathan?
Yes.
Go ahead, please. You're on the air.
I want to talk about Betts.
Please do it then. Okay. Hello? God, no. Just shove the phone down your pants some more.
That's really a perfect Red Sox caller.
Hold on. I want to talk about...
Kid got me this phone. Don't know how to use the...
God
thing.
Dang it.
I think he had his phone in his shoe.
Is that annoying? Shove it right down your pants, buddy.
Want to talk about Betts.
Alan in Florida. Go ahead. I'm Mookie
Betts.
Hold on.
How do I dial this?
First of all, Maz, I just want to congratulate you. You made the greatest statement you've ever made on radio TV. I hate everyone in the NBA myself. I mean, that's fabulous. I'm really, you're my idol. Anyway, there's two things if they really, I don't want them to trade them, but there's two stipulations if they do. One, Price has to go. And two, they have to get, along with some prospects, they have to get a major league ready player. They have to get somebody to replace, not in the Betts' class, but they've got to get an outfielder that's, a major league outfielder, in my opinion.
Well, let me stop. Do you agree with that, Maz? They have to get back major league ready talent?
No, I don't. But I think if they make the deal with the Dodgers, and I still think that's the one that's going to happen, they're going to end up with this kid Verdugo. Right? They're going to get him in the trade, Alex Verdugo, and he's probably going to jump right into their outfield. I mean, I don't know if they'll move. Well, if Bradley's still here, someone's going to have to play right.
Why is Bradley still here? That's the one that aggravates me.
You got me. I don't know. I mean, I'd have traded Jackie Bradley 2 years ago.
Good Lord.
maybe three.
Good. Why is he still here?
You got me. I don't know. I have no idea.
So, again, because of his defensive metrics and his inflated, he must have a high war because of his defense. And
probably has a high defensive war is my guess.
But it probably brings up his crappy offensive war, whatever. I mean, the nerd community loves the guy.
They do.
Right? The nerd community wouldn't have traded him for Bobby Abreu. Remember that whole thing?
Correct. Jose Abreu.
Jose Abreu, the 300 hitter, and, you know, because of a defensive UZR. So is Chaim Bloom has to be in on that, right?
So you want to know what my guess is? Is that they know they're going to lose Betts. And if they lose Bradley, too, that's too much defense to give up at Fenway Park. That's my guess. I'm not telling you I know anything, you know.
So let's overpay for a slappy 225 hitter.
I mean, I told you, I'd have traded him 3 years ago. They should have traded him right after the 18 postseason when his stock was high and he was the MVP of the LCS and people thought he was good.
Okay, we've got some Brady rumor mongering to get to. We've got a follow-up thought on Jimmy Garoppolo. We've got to the search to see if there's a single player in the NBA who Maz actually likes and would want on the team.
I mean, I like a few.
I want to get to all this stuff, but you're all lined up. We'll zip through these calls right after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Maz.
That guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
All right, we're talking about some trade deadline stuff. NBA trade deadline is just under 48 hours from now. So we've begun our trade deadline special here on Felger Maz, basically. Can mix in the Mookie Betts thing. I asked to open up the show. Do you bash the Red Sox for trading Mookie Betts? Should we? Should we bash the Red Sox for trading Mookie Betts? And Maz is not going to, because he doesn't think he's worth the big money. He doesn't think he's one of the top players in the game, and so he doesn't deserve that contract. I think the numbers show that he is. And I think that the way the sport is, the way players are paid in that sport, it's on the war stat. And he's got the second highest war in baseball behind Mike Trout over the last 3 years. So someone's going to pay him that money. So the Red Sox are losing statistically the second best player in baseball because they don't want to pay him. So I think you got to criticize him for that. I'm sorry.
I've gone soft. I'm telling you. I'm so disappointed in myself.
And if you want to weigh in on the Bruins, you can do that too. Let's rifle through these calls. Nick and Marshfield on the Bees. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
I want to make a case for Andre Case. You know, he's not that bad of a player. He got 20 goals in 2017-2018. He's only had a 2.6 cap hit, and he signed through 2021. I think the fact that he's Czech, if he plays on that second line with David Krejci, he's been playing second line with Adam Henrique and Nick Ritchie in Anaheim, who blow.
Yep.
I think he's not that bad of a fit, and as an alternate option, as a tough guy, he's on the IR right now, but maybe a guy like Andrew Shaw can come here and bash some heads in.
Okay, so if you're getting this Andre Case from Anaheim, then you still have to make other moves to get bigger and sturdier.
Agreed.
I mean, that's fine. Like, I'm okay with that. He doesn't have to be the size component. But the team needs some size and some toughness.
Definitely. Look, again, to me, it was the most glaring thing in that Blues series. Now, look, as it turned out, the Blues did that to everybody, right? I mean, they were giants, and they were tough. So maybe they're just, you know. But I also think to get there, you're going to have to go through Tampa, Washington.
Correct.
You're going to have to be built for, like, a grind.
It's not even a Blues thing. They're always going to be tougher than you in this current. You just can't make enough moves to close that gap. But you can stand up to it better. And, oh, by the way, like you said, it's about getting there. You've got to get there first. Matt in the car. Go, Matt.
Hey, guys. What's going on? So Gordon Hayward, you're talking about his ceiling. Now, doesn't his value go up and his ceiling differ if he goes to another team? Because one of the problems with the Celtics is he's got to share the ball with Brown and Tatum. I mean, the last few games, he's been consistently throwing up somewhere around 20 points. But if he's consistently doing that, don't you think somewhere else, if he was a one or a two, those numbers would be up to 30-plus a game?
Definitely. Definitely. So you're saying you should be able to get more for him if you send him to a mid?
I feel like his growth is almost stunted playing with the Celtics. One of their strengths is that everybody can consistently score 25, but also it's limiting him to what he can do as a player.
No, it's true. So he'd have much better stats on a middler. I don't know what that does for you. I mean,
it could make him appealing to a team that, you know, feels like they're one impact player away. And if Hayward plays like he did at the beginning of the year, he's an impact player. Right, he's not the best player in the league, but he's all-star caliber. I think Hayward's at his best with the Celtics. Early in the year, he was scoring, but the offense was running through him. I mean, he finds open guys. He's got great court vision. He's not the most spectacular player, but he's solid. And then he makes shots when he gets them.
Mike in
North. To me, that's what I like. I feel like he's efficient.
Mike in North Andover. Go ahead, please.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. No disrespect, Maz, but I think you're crazy if you wouldn't do that Clint Capella deal for at least what's being laid out. And for the reason you stated, honestly, because you're right. There are not that many quality bigs in the league right now. And honestly, Clint Capella, he's only 25 years old. He's averaging a double-double. And I think he'd be right on pace in terms of, like, longevity with a Brown and a Tatum. He's under contract. And I really think that would be a pretty good deal for the Celtics, honestly, because I really, like you said, I really don't think there's a lot of good bigs.
As Winhorst and Lowe laid out, if you can get him for some combination of Tice, Langford, Poirier, Cantor, and a pick, and you know, maybe not even get to all five of those things, but you know, three or four of those things, and you don't have to touch Brown, Tatum, Marcus Smart, Hayward, the rest of your team. You'd be nuts not to do it.
Yeah, I'm not telling you they're giving up a lot. I'm just telling you I don't think he makes you appreciably better. I don't.
He makes you better.
I like Cantor. I mean, you know, I think
Cantor. How is he defensively?
He's not athletic, but he bodies up. He did a better job in Embiid in that game in Philly than I thought he would. And when I say, I'm not telling you he did a good job, but he tried.
He's been surprisingly good defensively this year for the Celtics.
He has been better than advertised. I would agree with that. Someone just sent me something. You know, basketball has war too.
Oh, great. Oh,
but I can't open it because of the firewall, so I've now got to send it to a different email address. Stand by.
I'll take it for you.
Hold on.
Wow, dead air. Tremendous.
Hold on. So, screw it. Never mind. I can't figure it out in time. That Clint Capella has a higher war than Joel Embiid. Suck on that.
Get bent.
Really, that
I don't like Joel Embiid. You know about a guy I don't like? Joel Embiid.
Well, that pretty much shoots a hole in that stat, doesn't
Dog.
It?
Dog. Bow wow.
Oh, yeah, but Clint Capella is better recorded by war.
Joel Embiid
he is. He's
is
a dog.
A bow wow.
No question. When he wants to play, he can wipe his backside with Clint Capella.
And so tell me when that is, please?
Playoffs.
For the six-seeded Sixers? Okay. Kevin and JP. Hi, Kevin.
Yes. So thank you for taking my call. So, for Maz, what would you think about getting Andre Drummond? Because every year, it seems like this would be a rumor about him coming to Boston, or even LaMarcus Aldridge as well.
Oh, don't love him.
Hates it. Hates it, Kevin. Let me answer for him. Hates it. Can't shoot free throws. Hates it. Doesn't put you over the top. Doesn't make a difference.
True.
That's it. So
that's great. Let's have a guy on the floor at the end of the game that when you get him the ball, they hack him, he misses two free throws, and then you lose.
So anything that makes you better but doesn't win you a championship, you wouldn't do. So you can never get incrementally better. You just have to trade for Kawhi or you don't want to do it.
Pretty much.
Basketball war. Centers. Rudy Gobert, 1. Jokic, 2. Karl-Anthony Towns, 3. Hassan Whiteside, 4. Montrezl Harrell with the Clippers, 5.
Where's Anthony Davis on this list?
Number 13 with the Heat. Help me with his last name again before I butcher the last name. I liked him when I watched him all baked last Tuesday.
Adebayo?
Adebayo is sixth. Clint Capella, seventh. Joel Embiid, eighth. Horford, ninth. Where is... what's his face is not on this.
Anthony Davis?
Not on it.
Probably because he missed some games or something.
So is that what I can do with that war stat?
Yeah, no, you can stick that one right up your leg.
If he's playing more of the power forward by percentage, McGee would be the center in Los Angeles.
So he's the four. Oh, there you go. Yeah. There's the answer, Maz. Yeah. There's your answer. There's the top 12 centers in basketball, and Maz hates every single one of them. We are going to continue to take your calls on this all day long. We will give you our Garoppolo thought of the day. Maz has a developing opinion on his guy. Our guy, Jimmy Garoppolo. As if the Blinami yesterday wasn't enough, Maz wants to reset a thought on that. Also,
boy, you disowned him pretty fast.
The latest. I'm trying to distance myself. It's true. The latest rumor mongering on Tom Brady as well. Don't go anywhere.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Maz, what's your developing Jimmy Garoppolo take?
So I said to you yesterday that Kyle Shanahan has elevated, quote-unquote, elevated quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo. And it struck me watching the Super Bowl on Sunday night and then thinking about it after the game and yesterday, all three of those guys are chokers. They all have reputations of being chokers.
So is Jimmy Garoppolo now a choker?
Okay, so that's strong, but he cracked in the fourth quarter of the game on Sunday.
There's no disputing that. But so is he now officially a gag artist?
Okay, yes. So Murray calls him the Italian Goff.
Mm-hmm. It's the most appropriate of the analogies I've come up with.
So I just told
you... Is that because he's a gagger because you don't think he can play? Or both?
Both.
Well, so I'd like to introduce another element.
Okay.
Which is the coaching. And I'm not blaming Shanahan for Garoppolo, Murray, before you cut me off. I'm just asking.
No, it's just something I was talking about yesterday. I think that he's complicit in this kid being stunted.
So last night on the way home, I texted with Gasper on it. And Gasper says something that made me go, are you kidding?
Like you didn't get enough blowing yesterday? You've got to go and text Gasper?
I was preemptive.
Smart. He wanted smart. A higher level
it's
of blow.
Smart. Yeah. It's smart. Go ahead.
He said to me, just quickly, be prepared to continue this discussion on Friday.
Oh, no kidding.
So I replied and said, ha ha, joke's on you, sucker. I said, I'm off. Ah. So anyway, that's a total aside. Go. So he said, well, you understand that that Shanahan's runs the same system as McVay. And I said, what? He said, they run the same system. So I did a little bit of research, and I didn't know this. Maybe you did. McVay, Kyle Shanahan, and your guy in Green Bay, Matt LaFleur, all disciples of Mike Shanahan in Washington.
I was just going to say, weren't they all with the Redskins?
Yes,
together?
They're all disciples. They all believe in the same thing, which is this, you know, zone run scheme and, you know, run to pass and the whole nine yards. And I thought about it and I said, wait a minute. Goff had the same problem that Garoppolo did, which is it's like they precondition these quarterbacks. I feel like they're overcoached, really, when you get down to it. And it is, here's what we're going to do. And then when we call a pass play, you're going to run play action. And you're going to throw to this guy. What happens if that guy's covered? Like, these guys can't make their progressions. They can't make their reads beyond the first guy. It happened with Goff last year, and I think it happened with Garoppolo on Sunday night. I think they're overcoached. I think that that guys like Shanahan and McVay don't give the quarterback enough latitude, and they don't, you know, I think there's a, I call it helicopter coaching. You know, this whole idea that parents get in the way of their kids' development because we do everything for them and we minimize the areas that they can make mistakes. So we get in the way, just do this. But we don't let them experience it and we don't tell them why, so they never get any better at it.
Well, I mean,
and I'm wondering if the same thing's going on with these quarterbacks.
I mean, you're taking a very philosophical view. I think just from an X and O standpoint, that rollout bootleg kind of game is, there's usually only one or two guys to throw to anyway. You're not like doing progressions. You're run faking to one side, booting to the other side, and hitting the guy in the flat.
It's too limiting to the quarterback.
And that's really it. Like, you're not going through the whole field and all five eligible receivers. There's one or two guys who are running this way with you on the naked boot, and that's, I mean, that's like a lot of their offense.
I mean, you're not developing the quarterback is really what I'm coming down to. Or, you know, they're not developing them. So again, and there's a huge contrast here to the way that Andy Reid does it with Mahomes. That's a passing offense first in which the quarterback's going to develop and make judgments and make plays. And at the end of the day, here's how I said it. Sooner or later, whether no matter how good a coach you are, your quarterback's going to have to make a play. If you're going to win, the quarterback has to make a play. And I think in their systems, they discourage it. I think they discourage it. And they put restrictions on these guys, and they never become the players that they could be, and they don't hit their ceilings. And so I have serious doubts about this, you know, this whole new way of coaching with the McVays and Shanahans of let's make it easy for the quarterback. I don't want to make it easy for the quarterback. I want it to be hard, and I want the quarterback to learn that they can still do it. That's what I want.
I agree with part of it. I do think that there may be some of that going on, but maybe they have to do that, this coach or these coaches, because they see the inherent suckitude with these quarterbacks, and they just can't be trusted. You know, Garoppolo, Goff, Kirk Cousins.
Do you think Ryan sucks?
Yeah, I think there's a gutlessness to Matt Ryan or stupidity to his game, yeah.
No, he doesn't blow. I mean, I'm talking about championship caliber, really. And so I say, you know, these guys, they crack. I think that there is a coaching element there that contributes to their vulnerability. And so could Matt Ryan be a clutch player? Maybe not. Maybe never. But we're never going to find out. Not with the way that they structured it. And so some of it might be innate. I mean, maybe Tom Brady is Tom Brady purely because of Tom Brady. But I also think that maybe some of it is Bill Belichick.
Well, I don't think that explains Sunday. I'm sorry. I don't. The fact is, Garoppolo has been generally a good late-game quarterback, and he's been, generally speaking, in those spots he's come through more often than not. And he's had Shanahan there the whole way. So how can he do it for 16 regular season games and win 21 out of 26 games or whatever it is under Kyle Shanahan, then get to the fourth quarter of the last one, and suddenly the coaching hurts him? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let him off the hook like that. I mean, however constraining Shanahan is, it didn't prevent those two from putting together 21 out of 26 wins against bad teams, good teams, and everywhere in between. So those guys have generally been good in late game situations together. They gagged in this one. And that's just, to me, I don't think it's anything more than that.
So, and again, it might be.
But I mean, you have a fair point about the commonality on the development of Goff, Ryan. I mean, Murray suffers a little bit from this thing. A lot of people do that. Like
rightness?
But like you in the NBA, where everybody sucks. Unless the guy's Brady or Mahomes, he sucks. You know, Matt Ryan won an MVP. Kirk Cousins makes the playoffs. Garoppolo goes to the Super Bowl. Goff goes to the Super Bowl, and they all blow. It's just a little silly.
I like other quarterbacks.
Not many. It's like everybody blows. Everybody sucks at quarterback because they're not Brady. It's like, you know, come on. So I think Murray suffers from that a little bit. But the fact is, whatever they were doing was good enough to win. They won a boatload of close games this year.
So did Atlanta in 2016 or whatever that
so
was.
So I don't remember how they did. They didn't win close ones in the playoffs, and neither did the Niners, in fairness. But, in the regular season, they came through in those situations, mostly. And they were right there to do it again. And Garoppolo overthrew the guy by 10 yards. What, I'm going to blame the coach for that?
I just, look, I told you, it might be a genetic thing, right? It might be who he is, how he's wired. It might be a makeup thing. I say genetic. It might be a makeup thing. I don't dispute that. I'm just telling you, I think that these coaches overcoach. That's what I think. I think they overcoach. And so at the end of the day, Jimmy Garoppolo we're never going to know what the ceiling is with a guy like Shanahan. So does he make the offense easier for him? Yeah, great. But what's the point of having Garoppolo if you're just going to lump him into a pile with Kirk Cousins? I want him to be better than Kirk Cousins. I don't want him to be just Kirk Cousins. So, I'm stuck there a little bit because I recognize that the quarterbacks had a part in it. I'm not trying to let Garoppolo off the hook, and I know that's how it sounds. But Goff is another one. That's a great example last year. Goff lit up the league last year. Was it a complex offense, or did they just dumb it down for the quarterback? I think they dumbed it down for him. And if you're going to draft a kid that high, don't dumb it down for him. Push him a little bit. That's sort of what I feel. It can't be a coincidence that every one of Shanahan's quarterbacks gets into a big spot and craps his pants.
I mean, you're right. I mean, there's something there. There's something there. But there's also I don't know.
Put some personal responsibility on the player, too.
I mean, of course.
That was on Garoppolo. The plays were there to be made, and he didn't make them. And I don't like Shanahan either. But it's like, I guess people don't realize that most people lose at the end of the day. Like, you don't.
Oh, no, I realize it.
I mean, but Brady's the only one that wins at that sort of percentage. Most every other team and every other coach gets to that spot, and you generally come up short.
Sure.
Like, there's only one that wins every year. So just because you're not that one left standing doesn't mean that everybody else blows. That's just silly.
How many offensive gurus have produced three quarterbacks that have crapped their pants in the playoffs?
Do you think Andy Reid's a good coach?
I think he's a terrific offensive coach.
Because it took him forever to win a championship. So has he gone from suck to finally being, so he's gone from completely sucking to being a Hall of Famer now.
No, I never thought he sucked. I think there were some flaws to his coaching abilities. That was evident. But I think he might be the best QB guru maybe ever.
He's terrific. It's true.
So what I'm telling you is, if you're asking me who do I want to coach my quarterback, Andy Reid or these clowns?
Oh, no, it's Andy Reid.
Because everybody sucks. I'd take Andy Reid in a heartbeat. I think Andy Reid turned Alex Smith into, a downfield threat. Or at least a guy that could produce 40 points. I see that and go, whoa, that is an accomplishment. That is getting a guy to grow as a player.
Okay, so you know where it's going today now. The San Francisco 49ers should decline the option on Jimmy Garoppolo, walk away from Jimmy Garoppolo, and start over at quarterback. And that has led some people to say, well, if they're going to start over at quarterback, there's a pretty snappy free agent there's available to, I don't know, maybe come in and be the quarterback. A lot of people started with this nonsense. Can we pick up on that right after Murray's update? The answer is yes. We'll do it in 90 seconds. No commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.